Greetings, I present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, online at CFRU.ca, in Mixcloud, and syndicating across the lands. I am your guardian overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond along the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative styles, and other unique discoveries, near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon. I would like to acknowledge and pay respect to the ancestral and traditional territories and local Indigenous communities across Turtle Island from which this session broadcasts out of. By doing so, I honor the Indigenous ancestors and stewards of the land and speak to our personal and social relationship with it. I want to recognize that these sessions are heard across treaty lands, steeped in rich Indigenous history, and home to many First Nation, Métis, and Inuit peoples today. I offer gratitude and respect. In addition, I would like to acknowledge that the majority of the musical styles featured originated from adapting elements of Black culture, originally crafted under circumstances of racial oppression over centuries past and in the present time. I would like to offer thanks to the BIPOC community for their too often dismissed and uncredited contributions to today's popular, alternative, and experimental music spheres. Let us begin show 330, Etchings in the Sky.
We'll be right back.
Hello, my dear, good, lovely sentries, to this session of the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. We began this session with Guelph's very own Bonnie Trash. We heard the track Veil of Greed from their new upcoming album, Mourning You, which will be releasing at the end of this week, this Friday, February 28th. Yes, I just had to check it out. Friday, February 28th. They will also be playing the day before in Toronto, February 27th, as part of the Wavelength Winter Festival 2025 at St. Anne's Parish Hall. And then on March 1st, the Saturday. Sometimes I lose track of the weeks. Yes, Saturday, they will be performing in Guelph for their album release show at the Art Bar with special guests Boy Band. It is an all-ages licensed show, $20 in advance and $25 at the door. This is a fundraiser show as well, with all tickets sales going to the Girls Rock Camp Guelph, which has recently changed their name to GGRC+. And then Bonnie Trash is also performing on March 8th in Kitchener for their album release show there at The Union, presented by KWPR-FM. We're keeping with our more aggressive, hard-hitting songs here with our first grand set featuring World Eaters, Major Parkinson, and Drawstring, a smaller triple set here. Continuing with listening to the new music being released by World Eaters, new in the, what I mean is newly revisioned with the full band from songs originally recorded by David Gupta from the 2020 to 2022 years of his when it was a solo project, now with a full exciting band. So we're going to be listening to that album, Hounds of Blood, where this is the revisioning of those songs, and we'll be listening to Death Corpse to begin this triple audible grand set on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
The boy in the tower of plasticine, Reagan Rapunzel. The juggler is peeling the orange again. Algorithm is a dancer. The rhythm devours the children of men again and again and again. Algorithm is a dancer. Ooh, algorithm is a dancer.
This is Sarah and Emma of Bonnie Trash, and you're listening to the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
At CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, online at CFRU.ca and Mixcloud.
And syndicating across the ever-changing horizon.
In that triple audible observational set, we began with World Eaters and Death Corpse from their new album, Hounds of Blood. Then it's been quite a while, but I finally get a chance to feature Major Parkinson back on the scope. They are a Norwegian cinematic prog band, which I was obsessed with their Black Box album from a few years back. But apparently they did release a new album that I totally missed out on. And this track that we listened to is a single. It's kind of part of it. I will explain. So it's a new single released just the beginning of this year, a standalone, unofficial closer to their last studio album from 2022 called Valisa, Chapter 1, Velvet Prison. From their Bandcamp page, they talk in depth about this single, Algorithm is a Dancer. And I want to read a little, one of the paragraphs from that. Major Parkinson invites you to shake hands with the iron grip of the algorithm, with lyrics that feel quite pignant to this at this point in history. Words elude me. The song paints the outline of a world where truth is malleable, power is king, and humanity takes a back seat. A jester peels the orange. God is stuck in traffic, and the rhythm devours the children of man again and again and again. So we did listen to Algorithm is a Dancer by Major Parkinson. Sorry, my notes. This session I'm pretty much doing in one day, so I'm rearranging stuff. That was the final track we heard. In the middle, we did listen to Drawstring. Drawstring is a Japanese-Canadian cyberpunk dystopia experimental pop created by the duo Black Euro and friend of the SMK Sombra. They released their debut EP last year, their self-titled Drawstring EP, and we heard the track Deep Fake. So the order is World Eaters with Death Corp, Drawstring with Deep Fake, and we finish off with Major Parkinson and Algorithm is a Dancer. Now we have a big second grand set in the proper order, I do believe. Men I Trust, Kilometer Club and Dear Gravity, Red Nightfall, Emily Hopkins, NPNP, and Courtney Swain. I originally had Men I Trust as the beginning of this session because they are one of my favorite present bands that I adore so much. But I felt the rhythm of In the Feel was better to have Bonnie Trash go first. Now we're in the calmer ambient and art rock section. Beginning with Men I Trust, they are going to be releasing two new full-length albums, which I'm really excited about, called Aquas Asinas and Aquas Caboulos. Those are probably pronounced wrong. Then they are also going on an expansive 2025 UQuest World Tour in North America, the UK, and Europe. They are coming to Toronto for three dates at History, July 24th, 25th, and 26th. In addition to all that, they have released a brand new live in studio recordings album called Forever Live Sessions 2. It is 2. I don't know why I didn't put... Yes, this is volume 2. They did a first volume. Or else how would we get to 2? So, to start this grand set, we are going to be listening to O Dove from Forever Live Sessions Volume 2 by Men I Trust here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. Let's now enjoy these sultry tones.